A Werewolf in Seattle by Vicki Lewis Thompson. Narrated by Abby Craden. Copyright 2012 by Vicki Lewis Thompson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Vicki Lewis Thompson, care of Trident Media Group, LLC, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Colin McDowell was one jet-lagged werewolf. The trip from Scotland to Aunt Geraldine's private island off the coast of Washington State hadn't seemed this arduous the last time he'd made it. Apparently, a 17-year-old pup could take more travel abuse than a 32-year-old were. A dark-haired werewolf in human form, named Knox Trevelyan, had greeted Colin at SeaTac International on this balmy June afternoon and had escorted him to a private helipad. Knox operated an air taxi service, one of many businesses owned by the powerful Trevelyan pack in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
"I'm really sorry about your aunt," Knox said, as he loaded Colin's suitcase and carry-on into the helicopter.
"Thank you. It was a shock."
Colin was touched by the sincerity in Knox's voice. Colin's Scottish aunt and her Vancouver-born mate, Henry Whittier, had avoided Trevelyan pack politics in favor of a quiet existence on their little island. Henry's death a few years ago hadn't made much of a stir in the local Ware community, which was how Geraldine had wanted it. Colin hadn't expected anyone to mourn Geraldine's passing either.
"I was there when she died," Knox said.
"Really?"
"Yeah, her personal assistant, Luna Renault, called me in the middle of the night. I flew over to the island with the best Ware medical team in Seattle. They tried, but they couldn't save her. Her heart just gave out."
"So it was you who made that emergency..."